This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We are going to turn to the protests in Iran now that have left more than 20 people dead. These are the country's largest demonstrations since 2009, when millions gathered in the streets of Tehran over election results. This current wave of protests is different, though. It's about economic inequality, and that means the people on the streets come from the working class outside of Tehran. We wanted to unpack the situation a little bit. Bahman Kalbasi from the BBC's Persian service joins me from Los Angeles. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
So President Trump tweeted today, the people have little food, big inflation, no human rights. Let's take that apart a little bit. Where is he right and where is he wrong?
He's right to say the human rights situation in Iran is atrocious. He's wrong to say that inflation comparatively is very bad because, in fact, one of the reasons President Rouhani was reelected back in May was that inflation under his first term went from something around 30% under Ahmadinejad at the peak of it to less than 10%. On the other hand, the reality is the economy and job creation hasn't been good at all because he needs investment to come in. There is systematic corruption. Lower inflation alone doesn't create jobs. So all those next to each other creates the environment that we see now.
What are the main complaints that we're hearing from the protesters? After all, it's a pretty disparate group of people.
You know, unemployment is number one. Very young population, over 60% under the age of 30, not having enough employment to sustain themselves, to get married, to move on in their lives, creates the environment that is very ready for this kind of protest, especially when they see the massive gap in income and wealth. You have parts of Iranian society that is extremely well off, and at the same time, the government isn't really doing anything that they can feel tangibly. You couple all this together, it's a surprise that we haven't had protests sooner.
After the Iran deal was struck with the Obama administration, there was sort of a hope that international investors might put money into Iran. What has happened now that the Trump administration has come into office? I would imagine there is a lot of uncertainty about making that investment.
Absolutely. So you had a sort of a rush even in the first months after the nuclear deal, the JCPOA, of big investment and small investment, big oil companies from Total in France all the way to, you know, Boeing, an American company trying to sell commercial airplanes, and they've signed deals. The reality is that all came to a sort of screeching halt as soon as President Trump was elected. So it politically has put the moderates in Iran in a very difficult position, and hardliners very much welcoming it because they can say, aha, told you so, never should have trusted the United States. And the population losing patience in the middle of all this and saying, you know, the heck with it all. We're going to go to the street, risk our lives, and trying to make some sort of a change, even if the prospect of it is somewhat bleak.
Bahman Kalbasi, a reporter for the BBC Persian service. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.